Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
We need specifically guys.
Because I read Cosmo magazine, and a lot of the different articles in there are apparently supposedly written by guys to give us girls advice or to give us insight into the guy's mind or figure out how you guys think or what you're thinking or what's going on behind the scenes. So I'm just posing this because sometimes I think these are actually written by women. So I'm wondering if there's any truth to these articles. And this one is love questions that every guy asks himself.
Was there something in there that tipped you off? Like, there's just no way that this can be right.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of different conversations in here. Like, basically, they separate it between on a first date, guys ask himself these following questions. And then they say before he decides to get serious with a girl, he asks himself these questions. And then before getting married, he asks himself these questions. But sometimes I think that they're written by women.
All right. So you're asking guys if it's true, what you read in this article is true or not.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you want me to go through the first date ones, or do we need some guys on the phone first?
Sean's lining them up right now because we're on the delay.
Bert and I can handle a couple, yeah.
I was going to say, you guys are guys,
we're
right?
We're guys.
He used to be one.
I mean, I thought so.
Carl's in here. Carl can help us answer them.
Before I started eating that Activa every day, I was a guy. Before I started shaving my arms every day, I was a guy.
Dude,
using Stacy's Smell Good soap.
Before I was loofahing. Exfoliating in the shower.
Before he ran the Weiss kitten rescue in his basement.
All right, apparently you guys run these questions through your head when you're on a first date. First one says, what's she like in bed? And if I don't get laid tonight, will this end early enough for me to meet up with my friends?
Yes.
Yes, that is true. I don't know why somebody would want to be on the voice disguiser for this.
Huh?
Hey, John, why do you want to be on the voice disguiser for this?
Work phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so the first question Jen asks, and she's trying to get guys to either confirm or deny if these are true out of Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on.
What is she like in bed? If I don't get laid tonight, will this end early enough for me to meet up with my friends?
True or not?
True. Maybe not the friends part, but yeah, what's she like in bed? Absolutely.
Second question on the list. Will I get laid tonight?
No, that's not the first. That's not the first thing that pops into our head.
That's not the first?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's always sort of back there.
Yep. Okay. Hold on. Let me address your voice disguiser more appropriately. Okay, go ahead.
Is that a super ultra Wonder Bra, or are her breasts that incredible? Is that going through your mind?
Wouldn't I like to know. Are they that incredible?
So that is a good question. That's one that you ask yourself. Okay, does she think I'm funny?
Yeah, I'd ask myself that.
Yeah, I think so, probably. Hold on, let me get Matt in on this, too. Hey, Matt.
Hey. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey.
One of Jen's questions was, if a woman's breasts look that good, this is the question that we're asking in our minds.
Or is it a Wonder Bra?
Are you?
First is the woman's breasts look that good, and I want to get into it.
So, yeah, you're sort of asking yourself the question.
Okay.
Right.
Are you guys asking yourself, does she always wear this much makeup?
If she wears too much, absolutely. I mean, some women, they'll cake it on. We want to see what she really looks like.
How about you, Matt?
Well, I don't usually like women to wear too much makeup because then it can hide the flaws, and you kind of want to see the flaws.
If they have that line, I don't even know what that stuff is that you guys
just
wear around your jawline right there.
A foundation
that's
line.
That's too much makeup.
If you can see that foundation line right there, to me, that's like instant turn off right there.
That's good. No, blend, ladies, blend.
Yeah, okay. If you got to go down that far, just to take that all the way down below your waist.
Right.
Like down your neck.
Right to the ankles.
So another question you guys ask yourselves on a first date, are lulls in the conversation first date awkwardness, or are they a sign she has nothing to say? Are you debating that in your mind?
Got nothing to say.
Yeah, I got nothing to say.
You'll know if you have instant chemistry, if it's going to work out or not. If there's lulls in there and you're looking for stuff to say, not a good sign.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that. I'd say if there's lulls in the conversation, it's at least for me, it was a sure sign. Couldn't have been me, that it had to be like she just didn't have anything to say.
Okay.
There was no inner debate there.
Okay, the next...
Because either like the guy is a good conversationalist or not.
Right.
And there have been dates probably that we've all been on where you are just trying and trying and trying. And if there are lulls, you're probably talking too much because she's not saying anything.
Gotcha. Okay, so far Cosmo's right on about these questions that are running through your head. Now, this is the section of before getting serious with a girl. Do you ask yourself these questions? Am I really willing to give up on other potentials for her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because once you're taking yourself off the market, that's it. I mean, this is the one you got to stick with, and there's nothing else you can do about it until it's over.
You ask yourself that question, Matt. When you're out, do you say, okay, is she so good that I'm not going out with anybody else?
Well, I mean, it depends on where you are in your dating life. I mean, if you're just out there trying to play the field, you know, you're just dating. I mean, I don't know if you're out there trying to find a potential partner.
But for me,
it's just if I'm out dating, I mean, I just want to, you know, date. I'm not really looking for a serious, you know, person.
Okay. Do you ask yourself, would I be proud to introduce her to my folks? This is before getting serious with somebody. So say you're about to get exclusive with them.
Absolutely. I brought a woman home one day with tattoos all up and down her arms, and not a good sign for mama.
I can bring anybody home to my parents, and they really don't care, you know, as long as we're happy, we're having fun, whatever, you know.
I wasn't thinking that on the first date. Like, my first date or the first dates, if I had to be totally honest with you, I wasn't already ahead of the game thinking, is this somebody I want to hang out with for a long period of time or introduce my parents to? To me, it was all about sex.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, just out having fun. You know, if you get lucky, you get lucky. If not, well, then you move on to the next one.
This is the part.
It depends,
I think,
part you're in your life.
If this list is written by a girl, this is the part where they start to overthink it. Like in the beginning, the first couple questions, am I going to see the boobs?
Right.
Like, that's pretty...
But this is the stage
accurate,
of the relationship, yeah, after you've been on, say, 10 dates. And
10
you're
dates?
Talking about becoming, like, you know, exclusive status. You're not going to date anybody else anymore.
Then, yes, I would agree to that.
Okay. So, another one that you would ask yourself, would I have fun if I took a long vacation with her? At that stage in the game, are you asking yourself that question?
John?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because you don't want to go, like, on a snow ski trip or out to the beach or something like that with somebody who's just going to bum you out and just whine all the time. I want to go out, get my drink on, have a good time, and not have any worries.
How about you, Matt?
Well, I think after 10 dates, you would know whether or not you want to spend another day with that person. With that, you know, I mean, you don't want to take on a vacation and ruin your vacation. I mean,
so you think you already have asked that question to yourself?
You wouldn't be on 10 dates unless you were...
Unless you were into each other, right.
Gotcha. And then this is another thing you'd ask yourself. Well, I think her charming quirks are actually annoying pathology in 6 months.
Oh, if you're asking yourself that, you already answered the question.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.